Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, how many whiners do you deal with versus how many winners do you deal with?
Social media gives everyone a platform to be heard these days, and wow, have we become a nation of whiners. Oh my. If you're a person who loves to complain, poke holes in every new idea, and generally believe everyone is out to get you, and you are the leader of the business or the team, do you really think people want to follow that lead? No.
So.
People gravitate toward winners. People want to follow and perform with winners. People want their leaders to be winners. Yeah. So let's look at a couple of differences between winners and whiners.
Number one.
Winners focus on solutions and whiners focus on blame. Problems happen every day. When you focus on solutions, you're looking to get the victory and get back to being in the flow. Whiners are more interested in placing blame, pointing responsibility in the other direction. Which leader are you?
All right, number two.
Winners bring focus to work while whiners bring their problems to work. Drama is one of the greatest productivity drains in the workplace. A winner stays focused on the task at hand and looks for accomplishment. The whiners want to talk about all the wrongs in life and share their pain. Which leader are you?
And finally,
winners accept rejection as a way to retool and refine, while whiners think rejection means quit. Winners hit a wall and they look for different ways to find success. In fact, some winners actually thrive when rejected because it builds the fire within. Whiners will give up, quit, think their efforts is useless, and so why even try? Leaders, identify yourself as a winner and work to live up to that attitude with all of your employees.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.